We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
Welcome into the KCSN Draft Show and continuing our interview series as we lead up to the NFL Draft. We got a lot of interviews over the course of the last few months, and we wanted to make sure to get you all these before the big weekend begins, and we're going to be focusing on defensive backs today. We're going to start with Jerrion Jones, the cornerback out of Florida State. And he was one of the funniest guys we ran into this entire process. We were doing interviews at the East-West Shrine Bowl. He was on a FaceTime with his girlfriend. And instead of like hanging up, he just kind of put his phone down, left her on. And she kind of just watched the interview from like his nostrils. It was kind of funny. But he just left her on the phone, and then when we were done with the interview, he just put her right back on and continued the conversation. But here's what he did in between that. It's Jerrion Jones out of Florida State. All right, we are here with the most savage defensive back in the entire draft class. We got Jerrion Jones out of Florida State. Jerrion, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. Checking in for all the savages.
Yeah, hey, man, we're excited to have you. So, let's talk a little bit about you and how you got started in football and just tell us a little bit about that journey.
I started playing football like my sophomore year going into my junior year. That's when I really was like, okay, I'm a football player. Yeah, I was bad, like, growing up. Like, I was a bad kid. Like, not, like, getting arrested or stuff like that. I was just, like, hanging out. Like, I was just like, I ain't playing no, man. Come on, man. I ain't playing no football. I was just hanging out. But then I got a best friend named Jamari Jones and a guy named Jalen Hoover. They really had got me, like, to start playing football. Like, Jamari had just signed my name up on the list. Like, you know, in high school, like, all you got to do is sign your name on it, and you on the team. Like, ain't no trial, ain't no none of that. You just on the team. So, like, it was one of those things where he just put my name on the list. He just scheduled at the beginning of the year. Says he got football for a block. And I was just like, hey, I want a football team. And I just ended up being good. Like, it was like a crazy situation.
When did you kind of have an idea that you were different on the football field?
I ain't gonna lie, this may sound crazy, but like the first day, real, because like I lined up out there and coach was like, hey, run a post. I was like, bro, I don't know what that is. He was like, bro, just run. Like, just run. Took off, ran, caught on, and then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm gonna be fine. And so that's kind of how that went, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about recruiting, how you ended up, you know, at Florida State, how you ended up where you were. What was that process like for you?
I ended up going to Mississippi State because, Terrell Buckley, he was like, that was like my guy. That's like my rock for real. Like every decision I make in life, anything that go on, that's what I call like for everything. And so he was at Mississippi State, and he was like the first one to offer me. Like he was my first offer. He was the first one to take a chance on me. Like, boy, you ever see me play a high school football game, he took a chance on me. So like when I went to Mississippi State, it was kind of like a no-brainer. He was a DB coach there, so I felt like that was like one of the easiest decisions I ever made in my life.
And then so after Mississippi State, what happened?
A new coach came in. I don't really want to talk about that guy, but we ain't really, you know what I'm saying, rock for real. And so I just felt like going to Florida State was a big decision for me. You know, I had a relationship with Coach Norvell through high school. Because he recruited me to go to Memphis to play receiver. And then the coach that was on staff at Florida State, Coach Chris Marv, he's the DC at Virginia Tech now. He was a linebacker coach at Mississippi State my freshman year. So that was like an easy like transition. Like I knew people on the staff, coach the staff. And then my dog, his name is Cam Akers, he played running back at Florida State. So I knew him, so I had that connection. So it was kind of like an easy transition for me.
So talk a little bit about you were a wide receiver, played a little corner. How does that help you when you're playing quarterback, playing the ball in the air?
Yeah, the ball skills, like anybody know you. Like if you play receiver, you know how to track the ball. So like when the ball is in the air, that's when you kind of see the receiver traits come in for me. Like when I first moved to DB, like, you know, you play receiver, like you ain't hitting nobody. Like you ain't doing none of that. So like I was kind of like not scared to tackle, but it was kind of foreign to me. Like I ain't never did that before. And so when I got to college, I started playing corner. Like that was something I had to work on, like tackling, because I never tackled before. I was like, nah, I think I got a pretty good handle on it now. So like now I think I'm smacking people.
Do you miss the wide receiver position, or do you like sticking to DB?
I mean, you know, everybody like to score touchdowns. Like everybody wants to score touchdowns. Like everybody want to go deep. Everybody want to, you know what I'm saying? But like I definitely think like I made the best decision going to DB. I definitely think that.
So somebody that's never watched a game before of you, what's one that you would pick out that you would say, that's the best encapsulation of me as a football player?
Florida, when we play Florida 2022, you will see me out there, you'll be like, whoa. Like this guy? Like this the guy that, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'd be like, that's the game. But the game we played this year, it was our senior night. And it was the night our quarterback, he got hurt, Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
And so that was a game, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, emotions were kind of, like, low. Like, everybody was kind of, like, upset about him being hurt. And I definitely think, like, that was a night where I was just, like, all over the place. Like, I think I had every stat you can have in a game. Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of those games.
Tell me about your favorite play you made in that game.
When I blitzed off the edge of his shoulder and I sacked the quarterback and he fumbled and I picked it up. And went for like 5 yards. I think that was like my favorite play of the game.
Nice. So, all right, I have a question for you. Would you rather make a play in pass coverage, make a pass deflection, or would you rather get down and make a tackle on a runner at the line to gain, or at the line of scrimmage?
I play DB. I'd rather get a pick. All that hit, man. My longevity comes from me covering people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that's definitely what I'd rather do.
So, let's say you got like a game-winning pick, like you ice the game on that pick. Would you rather that be at home, everybody's going crazy in the stands, you hear all the fans chanting your name, or do you want it to be on the road against the rival?
Away for sure. I'd rather be away for sure, because when I catch a pick, I'm going straight to the student section, and I'm going dumb. I might get in the student section. I'm going dumb for sure.
So let's talk about an interception of yours that you think was like one of your favorite plays. Why don't you tell us, you know, what happened on a particular interception that you've had in your career?
We were playing North Alabama, and the guy ran a drag. Like, he ran a drag. I don't have a player in a slot. He ran a drag. I undercut it, and I caught the ball, but he kind of punched it out. And so, like, it popped up in the air while I'm running full speed, and I grabbed it again. But I was running this way, and I was supposed to be running that way. So I kind of caught it and, like, did, like, a weird movement. Like, it was kind of, like, weird. I don't know. It was, like, second nature. Mm-hmm. And I did it, and it looked like kind of fly. It was, like, kind of hard. I think that was, like, my favorite pick of all time for me.
All right, let's talk a little about your game prep. So what does a week of preparation look like for you? Are you putting in some film work on your own? But when the week starts, what does it look like for you?
I'm going to meet with my coaches. I'm going to meet with my position coach Pastor Tang. I'm going to meet with him to figure out, like, how he thinks the other team will try to attack us and what tools we need to use for the week. And so I'm doing that, like, every day of the week, like, leading up to it. And I what I like to do is get our play call sheet and go through a game of the other team we playing on film and just put me in, like, different calls and what I have to do to this play, what I have to do to this play. I feel like that's the best way to prepare for a game. So that's kind of what I'll do, like, Sunday through Friday. Friday, I don't like to watch no film, though. I don't watch no film. Even if we play on the sand, I'm not watching no film on Friday, because I feel like if you watch film, like, that close to the game, like, you're going to start making yourself, like, anxious. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the worst place to be. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start seeing stuff and be like guessing kind of in a sense.
Yeah. Do you have a play that you remember that like you saw during the week that you knew pre-snap what was coming and that you made the play on it?
Yeah, we played Florida in 2022 and they got it empty and put the tight end at number one. And I watched on film that every time the tight end is at number one, he runs a 5 yard in. And so he ran a 5 yard in. And I ran right up under it. Anthony Richardson threw me a pick.
Nice. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fast forward here a little bit. It's April. You get a phone call. You've been drafted. Where are you going to be? Who's going to be there? What are the emotions you're going to feel when that happens?
I'm going to be in Mississippi, sitting on the couch with my mom, my girlfriend, my brothers, my sisters. I'm going to be crying for sure. I'm going to definitely be crying for sure because I went through a lot. Like, I was bad. Like, I was not supposed to be here. Like, I'm not, like, all this surreal because I'm definitely not supposed to be here right now. And so the fact that I am and I overcame and, you know what I'm saying, after everything that went on, it's going to be like a lot. Like, I'm for sure not supposed to be here right now.
That's Florida State defensive back Jerrion Jones. Jerrion, thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Jerrion Jones for spending some time with us. A guy's probably going to wind up projecting to play in the slot a little bit, you know, on the stockier, shorter side, only 30-inch arms, but great athlete, very competitive, feisty, willing tackler. Very much enjoyed watching him play. I think he helped himself at the East-West Shrine Bowl. Another guy that helped himself was a defensive back out of South Dakota. Highly productive player there, dealt with some injuries, but really good athlete, really good interview too. You're going to enjoy this. This is Miles Harden out of South Dakota.
Miles, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, so let's just tell us a little bit about how you got to South Dakota. What was all that all about?
I got to South Dakota because my recruitment, the coach who recruited me, Coach Hodge, he built a relationship with me and my parents, and that was pretty much led to the decision of me going there.
Now you started at Miami, right? You were in Miami growing up, right?
Yes.
So how was the transition going from Miami to South Dakota?
It was a big shock just being a kid from a big city going to a small town, but I was able to snap out of it probably like the next 2 weeks there, and I was able to adjust.
Nice. How'd you get started with football? Like, what helped you find that passion or desire to play the sport?
I would say my dad helped me find my passion for football. I'm just doing a game I love, playing a game I love. I started playing when I was 7 years old, and my first time hitting, I hit a 10. I hit a 10. So I was doing hitting drills with a 10. And ever since that day, that's like my first memory of playing football, hitting a 10. And I was able to go out there and hit people at practice.
So tell us about someone that really was a big role in your football journey, a coach, a parent, just somebody that really helped you kind of get to this point in your life.
I would say my dad was my biggest contributor for me being here. He took me to all my individual training drills. He did work with me on the side. He took me to the gym to work me out. I would say my dad is like one of the biggest reasons why I'm here.
So you're a senior, you're a defensive back. You mentioned that you're a big hitter, a playmaker. How is your mentality like when you have to step on the football field to keep that? What is the switch that has to flip in your head to go from I'm a person to now I'm a football player? And how do you go through that switch when the game starts?
Is it a kill to be killed when you're out there? I don't want to be killed, so I got to go out there and do my job and do it to the best of my ability.
So tell me about something that you feel like you made a big stride in your game this last year at South Dakota.
I would say just learning tendencies and what the offense is going to do. I would say I took a big step in that, just being able to look at it from a different standpoint. When I was hurt in 2022, I was watching from the sidelines. So just picking up on the small details and honing in on those things.
Obviously, as a team, you guys have your weekly prep, but personally, like outside of the team, what is your prep like for the week leading up to a football game?
Well, I would say outside of prep, well, at South Dakota, our DB group was so close that we'll go in on our off day and watch film together. So I would say I did things like that, or outside of that, I was watching film by myself at, 9 o'clock, just getting that extra hour in of what I could do and what I could prepare for.
So when you're watching tape with just your, you know, just your position group without the coaches, when you guys are putting in that extra time yourself, what are the things that you are paying attention to, you guys are leading, you guys are working on paying attention to when you're watching film on your own?
Just paying attention to the small details. Like, it'll be like the quarterback wiping his hand on his towel or giving like certain signals. We're paying attention to the tackle, his alignment, the receiver splits. Like, it's just small little details that could give away big things.
Is there an example from this past season that you can recall your film study leading up to a game really paying off on a particular play?
I can. So when we played Southern Illinois, when they came out in cadet splits, they ran smash routes. So when they came out in the cadet split and the quarterback, I knew he was going to hit the corner. I baited him into it by like biting on the out route a little bit, the flat route. I opened my hips back up and I ended up getting a pass breakup on the corner route.
So tell me something that you want people to know about your game.
Just that I could do it all. I could play inside, outside, wherever they put me at. I'm very versatile, so I could play wherever they want me to play at.
What's your favorite type of coverage play? Did you prefer to play off, in press, zone, man? What do you prefer?
Well, I prefer playing off zone, just being able to read the quarterback, because that's just something I'm very good at, just reading the quarterback and going, making plays on where he's going to throw the ball at. So that's just something that I like playing.
Do you like playing inside or outside?
I like playing outside better. It's just something I've got majority of my snaps at. I'm most comfortable playing there, so.
You mentioned a couple times, you know, you like to come up and hit, you know, kill or be killed mentality. So would you prefer to have a big play on a pass breakup or coming up and making a tackle for a loss behind the line of scrimmage?
Let's see, I'll prefer getting a pass breakup, but if I got to come down and hit you, I'm going to come down and hit you.
What's the process in your mind? The ball's coming, you know, your direction or into your coverage. What's going through your mind as you see that ball coming and you're trying to make a play on it?
Just managing the ball. Like, can I make that play? Can I pick the ball off or do I got to break it up? Just knowing, like, in that split second, what decision I have to make?
Okay, so tell me about this. All right, you're making a big interception. It's a pick six, and it's a game winner. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have that happen in front of your home crowd, places going nuts, people freaking out, celebrating with all your home fans, or would you rather silence an entire crowd, closing that game out on the road?
I'd rather silence the crowd.
Yeah.
It's nothing better than leaving the away game, the home crowd just having them silent. So, because you know the whole game they're talking, so mm-hmm. leaving them with a shut mouth is just a great feeling.
Do you have a specific play from this past season that sticks out as your favorite play of the year that you just kind of remember every little detail about and that you made or anything like that on the year?
Yeah, I would say when we played Southern Illinois again, another play, or Missouri, I ended up catching a pick against Missouri. So the receiver had a tight split, and one ran a corner and one ran an out. Just being able to be in the area at the right time, I ended up catching the pick against Missouri, or I said against Southern Illinois. I dropped it, but but just being able to make a break on the ball, the corner ran the receiver ran a post and the slot ran a corner. So just being able to make a break on the ball, I almost had a pick six, but ended up dropping it.
So on that play there against Southern Illinois, what are you looking at? You're lined up, the play's about to start. What are you looking at from the receiver to the quarterback and the ball? Like, how are you reading it out to come up with to get yourself in position to make this play?
Just knowing who's at what spot, knowing who they want to get the ball to and what they've been running the whole game. Because some teams like to stick to one play, like their go-to during the game, and that was their go-to hitting that corner route. So I was just able to make a play on that.
So obviously this is a big opportunity here these next few months to, you know, not only show NFL teams what you're made of, but also make big strides as a player. You know, this is a big developmental opportunity for you as well. So what's one thing you're working on improving, one thing that you really want to show NFL teams about your game?
Just working on keeping my pad level low and having great feet work is something that you can always work on. So that's something I'm working on right now.
Would you say that you get more motivation from people that have maybe doubted you in the past as a player or as a person, or do you draw more motivation from your supporters and trying to prove them right?
More motivation from just being an underdog. That's what drives me. I've been an underdog my whole life, so just knowing that people doubt me, it gives me an extra push.
April's going to be a big month for you, and you know, you're going to hear your name called. You're going to get a phone call from a team in April. Who are you going to be with? What are those emotions going to be like? What's the emotion going to be like when you finally get that call?
It's going to be indescribable. Just knowing the road I had to take to get here, just knowing everything I've been through, it's going to be something that I can't even describe. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Miles Harden, South Dakota, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Myles Harden, another guy that might play a little bit in the slot, under 30-inch arms, so kind of had the shorter arms. Pretty good athletic profile, though, 5'10", 195. Did enough from the 40-yard dash. Probably not a guy you're going to have outside running verticals, but has great short area quickness. Some of the best shuttles we've ever seen, sub 4 seconds in the shuttle. So that was Myles Harden out of South Dakota. Great interview, rooting for him. Let's hear from MJ Devonshire before we get out of here.
We are joined here by MJ Devonshire, cornerback from Pittsburgh. Hey, thanks for joining us, MJ.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't we start by you telling people kind of how you got into football, what made you decide to play football, and, you know, kind of what is your passion with?
Definitely. I started playing football at a young age, believe it or not. I was 3 years old when I started playing football, 3 turning 4 in September. So, yeah, I told my dad, I was like, I want to play football. And he was hesitant, and he always tells the story how he didn't want me to, but I got out there and I just enjoyed it. He was my coach. He didn't play me in the games, but I would be in practice just flying around, running around, trying to hit people. So that was my start to my career right there.
Were you playing with other 3- and 4-year-olds, or were you playing with older kids?
Well, it was from 4 to 6. I want to say 4 to 6 year olds. So yeah, I was the youngest out there, but yeah, I was out there having fun.
So what is it about the game of football that you think just kind of drew you to it and kind of grew your passion for it?
Just the city of Aliquippa, how much it embraces it. Every Friday night, the whole city shuts down and everybody's going to the high school game. And I would never go because I was scared of fireworks, but I would sit at home and like watch the game with my dad and just be like so excited. And then one day I finally got to go when I got over my fear, and it was like, it's the greatest thing. And by that time I had already started playing, and it was like I took off from there.
So what position did you want to play when you were little?
I wanted to be a quarterback. I told my dad, I was like, I want to be a quarterback. I want to go out there and run around and run the speed option. Oregon was becoming popular, and I was like, I'm going to go be an option quarterback. And so that was my first original position.
How long did you play quarterback?
I played quarterback up until I was like 8 years old, and then I got fast, and I started playing receiver and corner.
Yeah.
When did you realize that, you know, football was going to be more than just a hobby or something fun to play, but you could actually, you know, take it and go play, get a scholarship, go play in college, work your way into the NFL?
I knew at a young age that I wanted to play in the NFL, and then I got older and I watched, you know, I started watching Ty Law, and then I seen him in the Super Bowl catch a pick and seeing how he worked, and then Darrell started playing with the Jets and he became one of the top corners, and I seen the work he would come home and put in, and it would be like, I got to do that to be where I want to be. And then after one thing led to another, and it was just a habit, I started working out and working harder and just trying to be the best, and it took off from there. So I would say about 10.
So you mentioned some all-time greats there. Are there any current players now that you still watch to not model your game after them, but pick up on tips, tricks, things that they do to help improve your game?
Definitely. I'm a big fan of Pat Surtain. I watch a lot of J.C. Horn, guys like that, and Trey Diggs, those guys, I try to watch their game and take something from it.
Yeah. So describe your recruiting process, getting to Pitt, getting through all of this. Was that one of those things that, you know, it was just always a dream to play for Pitt? Or, you know, was it one of those that you were just like, hey, man, this is a good program, like the coaches, like what they bring to the table here?
Yeah, initially I went to Kentucky out of high school, and it was like I wanted to be away from home. And I tried it, and it was fun. COVID hit, and I ultimately was like made the decision to come back home and do it for my hometown. And it just took off from there. Pitt was almost made for me.
Yeah. Do you have a coach there that you really gravitated towards that really taught you what you needed to know?
Definitely. Coach Collins, man, he taught me a lot about myself and helped me a lot on and off the field. He showed me ways that football could relate to my life off the field as well as on the field.
How would your teammates describe you as a person, not only a football player, but as a person, as a teammate off the field?
Fun, joking, playful. I'm always somewhere playing around, laughing, smiling, joking, playing video games.
And so when game time starts, obviously you have to get serious. That has to go away. What is your process for kind of getting from the this is me as a person to now this is me of a football player? What's your process like getting to that point when you step on the field?
Really trying to maintain that happy, energetic, having fun, because at the end of the day, when I started playing football as a kid, you don't know what you're playing against, who you're playing against, what jersey they're wearing, what color they're wearing, or number. Just go out there and you play and you have fun. So trying to keep the fun aspect of it and just going out there and maintaining that having fun aspect is my goal.
What's your favorite part of playing a cornerback?
Ooh, my favorite part, definitely I would say going out there and just being on an island. And, you know, when you out there with a guy and they starting to get an attitude and they get annoyed because you in their face or they hip pocket every time. And it's like, bro, would you leave? It's like the greatest feeling when they look at their coach and be like, can we do something else? Because it's not working over here.
Are you letting the wide receiver know when this is happening throughout a game? Or are you talking back and forth a little bit of trash?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big trash talker. You know, I go back and forth with guys. They know coming into the game, like, yeah. I've had guys who won't entertain nothing I'm saying because they know, like, yeah, he's going to talk all day. And I have some guys who are just like, okay, and they'll keep it cool with you and they'll try to just conversate. So, yeah, I definitely am a trash talker. I'm going to let you know what's going on.
Would you rather be up on the line of scrimmage pressing a guy, or you want to play a little bit of off coverage with the eyes in the backfield, able to read the quarterback, kind of feel the route behind you in zone?
I definitely want to be in your face pressing you because it's just annoying having me in your face touching you every play. Yeah.
So you're getting the lineup, you know, you guys are in press man, let's say here. What's going through your mind when you're stepping up to the line of scrimmage before the snap starts? Walk us through that process of the snap, the release, and how you're kind of trying to play it out.
Putting my eyes on his waist, working on staying square, knowing he can't move or move. His body can't go nowhere without his waist going there, and working to try to get my hands on, get a good punch at the line is what we would call it, and getting ready to run, reading through the what we call the move area and ready to make a play.
If you had one game that you could recommend to somebody that's never seen you play before, that's a good encapsulation of what you are, which game would that be?
I would say the Louisville game from this past season.
Yeah, why is that?
I just, you know, Darrell was there. It was a great day. My mom got a little feature on the Jumbotron. The air just felt right, and I had a great day. I caught a pick six. I had like 5 PBUs and 6 tackles, and it was a shutdown day for me. It was really my model, my day, perfect day.
That's awesome. So this pick six here, do you remember the play specifically? Can you walk us through how that play went down?
Yeah, I was watching the receiver. It was a tight set. They had just had a big play, and I didn't expect it. But like Coach Dudes was like, yo, we need a big play. It's time for somebody to step up on defense. And we gave up a big play, and all I knew was we got to stop him from getting to the end zone. And my receiver ran a slant, and my linebacker, Solomon DeShields, he actually gave him a little bump, a nice legal bump. You know, it's not the NFL, so it was legal. It threw him off his route, and it messed the timing up with the quarterback, and it landed right in my hands. And next thing you know, I was looking, and it was just me in the student section in green grass, and I ran in, and I blew him a kiss, and I was like, I'm back in the end zone.
So something like that happens. Let's say it's a game-winning play there. Would you rather – that be at home, you hear the crowd, everybody's excited for you. You'd rather that be against a rival on the road, everybody just goes completely silent.
I've been in that moment, and I've had a game winner in a rivalry game. So, yeah, I definitely at home. It's no better feeling than scoring at home. But, yeah, it's got to be at home. That's a great feeling.
Would you say your motivation as a player comes a little bit more from people that doubt you and don't think you can do it, or do you get more motivation from people that have supported you and built you up and tried to prove them right?
Definitely from people who doubt me. You know, you got to have people who don't believe, because you got to go out there and prove to them that I can't do what you say I can't do. And just being able to go out there, I always say to myself, somebody in the stadium hasn't seen you play before, and this is your first impression, and first impressions are everything. So it's all about what you show.
All right, let's fast forward. It's draft night. You hear your name called. Who's there with you? Who are you giving hugs to? Where's your support system?
Definitely my mom and my dad. And first of all, those are my first two biggest supporters. My brother, family. It'll be a bunch of family around, my girlfriend. So, yeah, I definitely have a fun time.
Nice. All right, that's MJ Devonshire, quarterback out of Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that was MJ Devonshire, the defensive back out of Pittsburgh. Thank you to him for spending some time with us. Guy that kind of jumped around a few places, started his career at Kentucky. But, you know, I think he's a really good athlete. You know, he turned some heads with some of the tracking data that they have out there for him. So there's some, you know, there's some fans of an MJ Devonshire out there. He profiles more as a day three type prospect. Maybe an undrafted free agent. I anticipate he's going to get drafted, though. That'd be my guess. That is going to do it for this episode of the KCSN Draft Show. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll catch you later.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.